More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Before the COVID-19 pandemic hit, pharmacist Sabrina Sherwood was standing in her kitchen trying to come up with a treat for her dog, Rocky. Rocky had allergies, so he couldn't tolerate commercial store-bought treats. So Sabrina started cooking up peanut butter and applesauce and rice flour to try and find that perfect preservative-free treat for her pup. Well, the treats, they were a hit. And after facing some healthcare burnout during the pandemic, Sabrina decided to start her own dog treat company. It's called Idaho Barkery. And now this Idaho entrepreneur is selling her treats all over Idaho and beyond. And she's joining us now to talk more about this really unique business journey. Sabrina, really nice to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about your dog, Rocky. I mean, he's really the reason you started making these dog treats.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Rocky is a 100-pound Labradoodle, and he is my everything. I think we can all agree that pets have just become centerpieces of our lives, and they're really becoming these family members, and all the research is kind of showing a trend toward that. So I knew that I needed to come up with a treat for him after he got really sick and really didn't tolerate any of the store-bought treats. So he was my inspiration for Idaho Barkery.
So you, as you noted, he had some really severe allergies, so he couldn't eat commercial dog treats. Through your research, have you found that these kind of allergies are a common problem for dogs?
Yes, they're really, really common. And it totally makes sense that our dogs are not tolerating these treats. When you look at the ingredient list, and I can't even pronounce some of these ingredients in, you know, things like milk bones. And I'm a pharmacist, right? So I should be able to pronounce those words, and I can't. So that really scared me. And it's definitely the reason why a lot of our dogs are having allergy problems.
Right. Because you said that that most of these commercial dog treats just have so much preservatives and filler in them, right? So with
Correct.
That said, how did you start working on making a healthier kind of treat?
Yeah, I really started from ground zero. I said, okay, well, the reason I don't like these store-bought treats is because they have too many ingredients. So let's start from the ground up and come up with a treat that really just has simple ingredients. And so that really became the centerpiece of my business, which is minimal ingredients, excessive tail wags. So I started with just the basics, peanut butter, chickpea flour, and honey for our main dog treat. And it was a hit. So I think it's just going to show that we don't need a bunch of fillers and a bunch of different artificial flavors to get our dogs to like a treat.
Well, it's kind of similar, I think, to human food, right? It's the same thing. Like if you can, if you can find really good food or even treats that don't have a lot of filler, you know, they're better for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, as you mentioned, you're a pharmacist, and this was really basically a hobby, right? Until the coronavirus hit. But then I think like so many folks who work in your industry, you really ran into some healthcare burnout. And how did that then become, you know, this, you know, making dog treats became your new job over, you know, your being a pharmacist full time?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely another thing to kind of add on, right? So I'm still a pharmacist, and I love both jobs, but Idaho Barkery has become just really everything to me. It means so much to me to be a part of the community, and to just have a different passion that is totally separate from healthcare, but I can still use my background to influence the way that I run my business. So I've been able to really come up with specialized recipes that allow for customization in a way that other dog treat companies haven't been able to do. So I think it's really helped me, and it's been a good journey.
And so let's talk a little bit more about the treats and like what's in them and what isn't, because my understanding is they're grain-free, they're meat-free, they're gluten-free, preservative-free.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So our signature peanut butter dog treat, like I said, it really just has minimal ingredients. So it is grain-free, gluten-free. I wanted it to be meat-free as well, because a lot of dogs have allergies to meat products and meat filler. So all of my products are meat-free and preservative-free, because that was also a big deal to me. So really, really simple treats, but it turns out most dogs like them. And so we don't need to have all of these extra fillers in order to get that, but we can still have this really fun customization and have different shapes, which has really been the fun part of our business.
So I want to get into that part in a minute about the shapes and all of that. But really quickly, you actually have sent your treats to the Idaho Department of Agriculture, right? To get them tested. Why did you decide to do that?
Yeah, so it's always been so important to me to make sure that our dog treats are safe. And to me, that meant getting the approval from the Idaho State Department of Agriculture to say, okay, we've looked at your label and it is safe for pets. And so I send out my treats all the time to outside laboratories just to verify that, you know, what I say is in them really is in them. And so that's really important. Make sure that your dog treats are being approved by the Idaho State Department of Agriculture for safety.
So let's get into the shapes of everything. So you use a 3D computer printer to make the doggy shapes?
Yeah, so we got into this about a year ago. My fiance Brendan is really good at using the 3D printing machine, and so he has been able to customize treat stamp shapes to literally anything you can dream of. So we had somebody reach out who was having a corgi shark party, and so we literally made corgis that were in shark costumes as a dog treat.
No.
We've also been able to do the same thing for businesses around the valley. So a lot of our breweries like Payette Brewing, Burt's Brewing, we've been able to partner with to make them custom dog treats using their logos.
Ah, and you make birthday cakes too, right? For dogs?
Yes, we do.
So where exactly do you sell all of your treats? Because you are a Boise-based company.
Right. Yep. So we sell directly to customers as one arm of our business. And you can go on to idahobarkery.com and order those online. And we also ship. We can ship to, you know, really anywhere. So go ahead and do that or reach out to me at idahobarkery@gmail.com. We also have the other arm of our business, which is our wholesale business. And we're always looking for new partners who might think that our treats will sell well in their store. They really have taken off in over 40 stores now with the newest partner that I'm going to announce here exclusively is Zamzos. And so we are now in all 12 of their stores.
Oh, that's a big deal. I mean, yeah. Everybody goes into Zamzos with their animals. That's great. How exciting is that for you?
Oh, it's so exciting. I still can't believe we're here and we've grown so quickly. It's amazing to see the growth in just 1 year. We started with just one pet treat company that we were working with, the Molly's Healthy Pet Food downtown, and it's grown so rapidly that it's just really awesome to see. This community is everything.
Okay, so the most important question of all, does Rocky like the treats?
Rocky loves the treats. He is our certified taste tester, and he loves that role.
Oh, good. And he's doing really well from the standpoint of his allergies being under control and things like that.
Yep. He's doing really, really well.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. I really appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.